Archers, for the week 20 to 25 June 1999.
You sure you're all right, Jill?
It's the church path, not the Pennine Way.
It's very uneven, though.
Yes, one slip. That's all it'll take, and you're back to square one.
Well, that work with the physio and the swimming, all wasted.
Well, I'm not going to slip, so stop fussing.
What can you do with it, Julia?
Oh, I don't know, Dad.
Daniel, where's Daniel?
Don't worry. He's over there with Auntie Chris.
Oh, so he is. You are still coming back for coffee?
We certainly are.
Good.
Everyone's talking about Tommy. Peggy can't think about much else at the moment.
Oh, she's worried.
Yes, I know.
It's not just him, is it? It's the effect it's going to have on the whole family. If he goes, well...
to prison? Oh, he won't come to that, surely.
Well, it's possible, Jill. Courts take a serious view of this sort of thing.
Oh, it would be awful.
Well, if I were sentencing him, I wouldn't rule out community service. He learnt his lesson being hauled up in front of the court.
I wonder.
I thought Janet was in good form this morning. Considering how little sleep she must have had.
It's 2 in the morning they got home, apparently.
I'm surprised she was in church at all.
Oh, I don't think anything could have stopped her. She had so much to say about Cologne.
Didn't she just?
It does sound amazing. Shows people really do care.
It's marvellous.
Well, the world's getting smaller every day. People have to care about each other. That's why I'm so glad we're taking in the Kosovan refugees.
Yes. I thought she dealt with that very skillfully in the sermon, too.
And then she suddenly gets it into her head we need a new set of hymn books.
Oh, Dad, it's the spirit of change in the air.
Oh, is that what it is?
Well, we could certainly do with a new set. They're getting very tatty, some of them.
Well, I hope we're not going to get one of these new-style worship books. You know, all choruses and no real hymns.
Oh, I can't see Janet doing that to us.
Of course she wouldn't.
Actually, I quite like some of these new ones. There are some lovely melodies.
So come on, Phil. It won't hurt you to learn a few new tunes.
Oh, I've no problem with learning new tunes, I can assure you.
Good.
It's just that I'd hate to see us abandon our wonderful heritage in church music. Some of our old hymn tunes are known the world over.
Yes, Phil.
I mean, praise my soul, the King of Heaven. Where would you find a modern song to compare with that?
You won't stick in the mud.
Right, now then, let's get you in then, Joe. Now, are you ready?
Yes.
Here, I'll take the other arm, OK?
Thank you.
Down you go.
There we are.
Oh, thanks, Shula.
Right, well, I'd better go and see what Daniel's getting up to.
We'll see you back at Brookfield, then.
You certainly will. Oh, remind me to give you that knitting pattern. I've got it in the car.
Thank you. I need it to get on with mine.
Elizabeth gave it to me to bring back. Julia copied it, apparently.
That's right.
Imagine Julia knitting. I've heard everything now. I'll see you in a few minutes.
All right, dear.
Oh, you in, then?
Yes, thanks.
Right.
Jill! Just a minute, Jill. I thought I'd missed you.
Hello, Linda.
Good morning, Linda.
I did just want a quick word. I've had the most wonderful idea.
I'm afraid we're in a bit of a hurry.
Well, just wait till you hear this, Jill. It's going to be absolutely groundbreaking for the Ambridge Fete. You were saying we needed something to catch the imagination? Just listen to this.
I'd love to, Linda, but we really must get back.
It's cricket this afternoon. We're supposed to be doing a quick lunch for the haymakers.
I see.
Look, why don't you come back to the bungalow for a coffee? You can tell us about your idea while we're getting lunch.
Oh, yes, all right. I know you're going to love it.
That's the lot, then.
Well done, Eddie. You want some lemonade?
Oh, OK, jar.
We've done a good job this morning. Thanks.
No problem.
I never thought we'd clear the whole field.
Well, that bell loader of yours. Nice bit of kit.
Yeah, it's not new.
It works a treat, though.
Yeah. There you go.
Oh, cheers. Oh. Oh, I needed that.
I'd have brought some beer up. Only I thought with the match this afternoon.
Nah, you're right. I'm good going legless into a game with Loxley Barrett. Mind you, I wouldn't mind sitting down with a pint watching the World Cup this afternoon.
Yeah. Should be an exciting final. Are you making much hay of your own this year?
Probably be cutting a few acres this week. As if the forecast's any good.
Well, it doesn't look too bad.
Yeah, depends what contract work I can pick up. Oh, I want to keep that old baler working as long as I can.
All helps, I suppose.
Never mind helps. Flipping lifeline.
Right.
I'll tell you, mate, we can do with all the cash that's going at the moment.
That bad, is it?
What do you think? We got 40 cows, that's all. You know what's happened to the milk price?
Yeah.
We gotta face it. Ain't no future for farms like us anymore. We'll be lucky to survive much longer. But we're dinosaurs, we are. This is the age of the big guys, isn't it?
Yeah, you got a point.
I was reading the other day. The big herds get 20% more milk per cow than we do. Plus, they get a higher milk price. So what future have we got, eh?
Well, I've got to admit, Eddie, it doesn't look too good.
Fat cats always end up on top. And speaking of which, look who's coming.
Hmm? Oh, yeah.
If I had to name one person who definitely won't be queuing up at the Dole office, it'd be Brian Aldridge.
It's not Brian, it's Debbie.
Yeah, well, what's the difference? We're out of the same box.
Yes, all right.
Any road, I'll take this load back, shall I?
Yeah, if you would. I'll bring on the loader.
Yeah, right you are. How do you do, Debbie?
Hi, Eddie.
Oh, well, you got any harvest work going this year by any chance?
Yeah, we could have. I'll give you a call, OK?
You know the number. See you.
See you, Eddie.
Ooh. Someone's in a good mood.
Look, we're just going back to unload, I'm sorry.
Yeah, OK, I won't hold you up. It's just I've had the report back on the land marketing idea.
Oh, have you? Great.
Yeah, I came yesterday. I was wondering if we could set up a meeting, you know, the four of us.
Definitely, whenever you like.
Maybe we'd be better waiting till after harvest.
So what's the verdict anyway? Is it going to be a runner?
Yeah, it could be. It's very interesting.
Oh. Look, why don't you come back to Brookfield? Then you can tell me and Dad about it at the same time.
Yeah, okay.
Only if you've got time.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Great.
This wouldn't be a smart way of getting me to chuck off a few bales, by any chance.
A raft race? Are you serious?
Yes, down the River Am, finishing up at the Old Mill Ford.
Well, it's different anyway.
Certainly is.
What about spoons, Mum?
No, just knives and forks, that's fine.
Okay. Are you sure you've got room for us?
Well, it's not as big as Brookfield, but it's only a salad, that's all.
Oh, well, pudding, then.
Oh, Phil.
It's only asking.
Isn't the Am a bit shallow for that sort of thing, Linda? Especially this time of the year.
Well, that's all part of the fun. If they get stuck, they'll have to carry them.
Hilarious.
Didn't you like it?
I didn't say that.
Are you sure the pickles are in here, Jill?
Quite sure.
Well, I can't see them.
What I thought was, we'd start on the village green, then they run to the boats in the country park.
The country park?
Pick them up, carry the rafts down the lane, you know, the one that used to be Edric's Ditch, launch them in the river.
It's a long way to the river.
It is.
Oh, come on, we're only talking about a couple of planks and an oil drum.
Only?
What's that to four strapping lads from the cricket club?
I was thinking about the over 60s.
Well, I'm sorry, Jill, I can't seem to see them.
Oh, Phil!
No, don't get up, love.
They're on the left-hand side. I can see them from here.
Then, at the other end, they drag them out and race for the finishing line.
Which is where?
Back on the green, I thought.
Well, it's a bold idea, Linda. I have to give you that.
Jill!
Oh, dear.
Dad! Sorry.
Oh, Daniel, are you going to help Mummy pick up the knives and forks?
All right.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Actually, there's one other thing. Another bit of fun.
We put piranha fish in the river?
No, they do the rafts up like Viking longships. With shields and things.
Goodness.
And that's why I thought they'd carry them. The Vikings had to carry their boats.
That's true.
So, what do you think?
I really don't know. I suppose it's no sillier than gut barging.
I didn't think it was silly at all.
No, I didn't mean that, Linda.
You don't need some insurance. There's no question about that.
Yes, I suppose we are.
Well, you never know, Mum. People might love it.
And you have to admit it would be different.
That's true. Did you see the wedding on television yesterday, Linda?
Oh, yes, didn't she look charming? So tasteful, I thought.
Oh, I didn't see it all. Alistair got fidgety.
Hi, Mum. Can you cook with one extra for lunch?
Of course we can. How are you, Debbie?
Oh, no, it's not for me. I've got to get back.
Debbie wants to set up a meeting, Dad, about the marketing idea.
Oh, really? Have you had the report, then?
Yes, I have, and it's quite interesting. As a matter of fact...
Look, I think I'll join you out there. It's a bit crowded in here at times.
Oh, no, that's fine.
Don't go far. It'll be lunch in a minute.
You must be outside, all right?
Yes, all right.
It's Eddie, actually. Mummy's just unhitching the bale grab.
Fine.
And I'm just going to get my cricket stuff, because we're late.
Oh, hang on a minute, David. Huh? Can I ask you something?
Yeah, ask away.
How do you fancy charging over the village green with a sword and a horned helmet?
If that's an invitation to a young farmer's do, I'm getting too old. Sorry.
They're saying we ought to target the catering trade.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, restaurant chains, country hotels, you know, the top end of the market.
And what would we be selling them?
Pre-prepared stuff, mostly. Rack of lamb, crown of lamb, that sort of thing. All good quality, though.
And we'd have to process it ourselves.
Well, we could do, but in the report they're suggesting we do a tie-up with one of the big abattoirs. I mean, it'd have to be an export abattoir, of course.
Yes, that makes sense.
They've come up with a couple of firms we could approach. Ideally, we want one with its own processing department. Mm. Either that or they're linked up with a meat processing operation.
Well, I must say it all sounds very positive.
I was telling David I'd like to set up a meeting with us and the other two guys, maybe towards the end of harvest.
Mm, that's a good idea.
So you're still keen, in principle?
Very much so.
Dad?
We're about to serve lunch.
Oh, fine, I'll leave you to it.
Thanks for coming over then, Debbie. It all sounds very promising.
Yes, it does, doesn't it, darling? I'll keep you in touch.
Yeah, you do that.
Right, well, I'll see you then. Oh, bye, Sheila.
Oh, bye, Debbie.
Bye.
Good news?
Well, yes, it is, rather. It seems there are some real possibilities.
Oh, great.
We're going to need things like this. With the trade barriers coming down, we're going to have to do some real marketing.
Mm. Oh, Mum says, can you bring in a couple of garden chairs? We've run short.
I'm not surprised.
There's still Eddie to come, and Ruth's on her way over with Pip and Josh.
Makes you realise why farmers always used to build themselves such big houses.
Because they could never get rid of their kids.
Exactly.
Oh, Dad.
Not that we'd have it any other way, of course.
Hey, dear Mr. Archer.
Oh, hello, Eddie. I hear you're joining us for lunch.
Oh, yeah, if that's okay.
Fine.
Oh, I've finished stacking them bales. I've left the tractor and trailer in the barn.
No problem. I'll sort it out later. Why don't you go on in?
Oh, okay, yeah. All right, Sheila, you stopping as well?
Well, that's the idea, if we can find anywhere to sit.
Oh, right.
A bit like the old days. Neighbours coming round to help with the hay, all sitting round the table for lunch.
Those days are gone, I'm afraid.
Yes, they have. And I've got a nasty feeling things are going to get worse in this brave new world of global markets.
Makes you feel very small, doesn't it?
Still, as I was saying, better marketing might help.
True.
But in the end, it's up to people at the checkout. If they really do want fresh local food and really do buy it, well, we might have a future.
Right.
But if it doesn't matter a hang where the stuff comes from, well, the countryside's going to become a very lonely place.
The old team's together again.
Going to have a zoo over there.
Yes, Mike's idea. There's going to be a calf and some lambs and a couple of rabbits, as well as our little pigs.
Sounds great.
Should pull the punters in.
Well, even better. Might stop the little ones eating the strawberries all day. Give them something else to think about.
That's the plan.
Oh, look, I'm sorry. I'd help you with that.
You're not quite dressed for it.
I think the mums might have something to say if I turn up with pig feed all over my top.
Yeah. You look very nice.
Thank you, Tommy.
So, what did you come round for?
Well, I thought if you had the pigs to move over the strawberry field, well, if you wanted a hand with them sometime.
Yeah, that'd be great.
OK, well, just let me know when.
Thanks, Hayley. The old firm, eh?
Something like that. So, have you decided yet?
Decided what?
Are you still thinking of pleading not guilty?
I'm going to have to. Whatever I do, I can't walk away from it.
And it's still you on your own while the others get away with it?
They'll stand up if they have to. I told you, there's no point yet.
So you ready to go to prison, then?
Oh, that won't happen.
Well, it could do.
Well, if it does, I will, then, if I have to.
Oh, Tommy.
It's not a game, you know. They're going to wreck the countryside, these people. They're going to change it forever. Once these things get out in the environment, that's it. There's no putting them back again.
Shame it'll only be Winston Green in that case.
How do you mean?
Well, last time they went in for this sort of thing, people got transported to Australia. Or hanged. I mean, just think, you could have been a real martyr in those days.
I thought you'd understand, Hayley.
I can't believe you want to take it this far.
I've just got to do it, that's all. What are you smiling for?
I was just thinking what John would have said.
Now, he would have understood.
You're joking. He'd have said you were a right plonker, you know he would.
No, he wouldn't.
Well, anyway, I better be going.
All right, see you, Hayley.
Yeah, well, you take care of yourself, Tommy Archer, do you hear?
Yeah, okay.
Plonker you might be. We all love you, really.
Oh, there you are, Tommy. Do you know where your mother is?
Oh, hi, Gran.
Been up to the house. There's nobody in.
I think she's in the dairy. Is there something the matter?
You tell me.
I'm sorry. I'm not with you.
I don't want to talk about it here. Just tell your mother I'm waiting in the kitchen.
Yeah, OK.
Oh, dear.
Who's rattled her cage, I wonder?
Well, you have, by the sound of it.
Never mind taking the battle to the public arena. I've got to win it at home first.
Well, I don't know what got into Eddie yesterday, but by all accounts, he played the blinder.
So I heard.
He had clocked up a score like that in goodness knows how long.
Maybe he's been bitten by the fitness bug like Sid Perks.
Oh, that'll be the day. Meat pies and pints of shires. That's my Eddie's idea of a healthy diet.
shouldn't you be going, Helen?
Well, there's no rush.
Oh, don't make yourself late.
I haven't got to be there till 10. Thought I'd just calibrate the scales for you first.
Oh, well, if you're sure, thanks.
What you got on today, then, Helen?
Dairy hygiene course at Borchester College. Only for one day.
Oh, yeah. More on hygiene.
It'll be interesting, Curry.
Pat, are we doing any strawberry?
Oh, yeah, two lots.
Right, you are. I'm always going on Eddie to do a course on something, you know. Get yourself another skill.
What in?
Anything, really. Computers, maybe.
Computers?
Well, why not? He could do it, my Eddie, if he was to put his mind to it.
Yes, I'm sure he could.
He always reckons he ain't got the time, but he manages to find time for his cricket.
Still, if he's scoring runs like that.
Oh, I don't know how he does it with all he's got on his mind, stay at the farm and everything.
Maybe that's why Dad got himself out for a duck yesterday.
How'd you make?
If it's worry that does it. He's got a son who's trying to get himself locked up.
So. All right, Helen.
Just trying to explain his poor performance.
Well, in that case, my Eddie should be having off days too, what he's got on his mind.
Things no better then, Clary.
I've never known him worse.
Oh, dear.
And that seems to be no light at the end of the tunnel, neither. Unless it's the bailiff's van.
You'll pull through all right.
Oh, we usually do, don't we?
That's the scales done. Shall I weigh out the fruit before I go, Mum?
Well, yeah, if you're sure you've got the time.
I'm fine, honestly.
All right, then, thanks.
No problem.
That's why I thought if Eddie could get yourself another skill. Driving tractors, milking cows, and lot used down the job centre.
We're sure it won't come to that.
Let's hope not.
You've got to keep going for William and Edward's sake.
Well, I don't know. Even now, William seems to be feeling the pinch.
How do you mean?
I know I shouldn't have done it, but I was washing his jeans on Saturday and he had his building society book in the pocket.
Harry, you didn't.
Oh, I did. Wicked, didn't I?
No, anyone would have done.
Thing is, he ain't got as much in there as he ought to have. Not by a long way.
I wonder what he's been spending it on.
Well, I've no idea. You can't help worrying, though.
Oh, you could always ask him.
What, and a bit I'd been nosing through his book, he'd go up the wall.
Yeah. Mum?
Tom, you can't come in here like that.
I'm not. Mum, Gran's here to see you. She's waiting in the kitchen.
What about? Did she say?
Nope. But she's definitely not a happy bunny. And I've got a feeling it's all down to me.
Tony, I have been trying my level best to smooth things over between you and Jennifer.
Yeah, I know.
I have to say, I find it utterly incredible that you've allowed him to mix with these people. What? As if he's not in enough trouble already.
What do you mean, these people? They're not criminals.
They go around destroying other people's property. What else would you call them?
They've got principles they're prepared to stand up for. That's more than most of us are prepared to do.
When I hear you say things like that, I can understand why Tom is in this mess.
Oh, Mum, that's outrageous.
You go round the village, stirring up people's feelings, calling special meetings. Is it any wonder the boy thinks he's on some sort of moral crusade?
I think you've said enough.
If he had some clear direction from his father about what was right and what was wrong...
Mum, I said that's enough.
Hello, Peggy. How are you?
I'd be a lot better if I wasn't so worried about your son.
Thanks, Gran. What am I supposed to have done this time?
Mum says you've been mixing with a bunch of eco-terrorists in Borchester.
Oh, nice one. Had your spies out, have you?
I heard it from Jennifer, actually. Kate let something slip.
Great. So who are these people? Well, they're not terrorists, for a start.
Well, that's what they're behaving like.
Gran, they're trying to protect the planet for everyone, including you. This brilliant countryside you're always on about.
And you went to see them, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, Tommy.
Not the ones who cut the crop down.
No, this is a different group. They're friends of Kate's.
Oh, yeah, we might have known it.
Dad, they're not thugs and yobbos. They're environmental activists, all right?
Who go out and destroy people's crops. It's happening all over the place.
Oh, I don't care who they are. How could you be so stupid?
I haven't done anything.
You're back at the police station next week with a criminal charge hanging over you. And you get mixed up in something like this.
I haven't got mixed up in anything. I went to talk to them, that's all.
Just think what it'll look like.
I don't give a stuff what it looks like. That's all I did, talk to them. If you don't believe me, then it's your hard luck.
Where are you going?
Out. I've got better things to do.
No, you hang on a minute, Tommy. We haven't finished yet.
Well, I have. If you want to know anything else, you can ask the Gestapo over there.
Oh. That wasn't very smart, was it?
I'm sorry, Pat. The last thing I want to do is make things worse. I just thought you ought to know.
Well, I wish you'd told me quietly and left me to handle it, not make quite such a production of the whole thing.
I don't think that's very fair.
Now, Pat, Mum's been worried, haven't you?
Well, of course I have. He's my grandson.
No, but Tommy's quite right. Let's just remember that. They're not going round mugging old ladies, these people.
Maybe not.
They're just trying to make the world a better place. My God, I was one of them myself not that many years ago.
I'll just get this mixed and I better be off.
It's good of you to give us a hand.
I'd like to keep in touch. Let Mum know I'm still involved.
I'm sure she appreciates it.
She's been a lot better lately, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Much more like her old self.
I'll pass us a story, can you, Chloe?
There you go.
Despite the tribulations of family life.
I think it's the same in all families. I've got enough tribulations with my lot, believe you me.
Well, they're not doing anything as crazy as this, trying to get themselves into trouble.
You've got to be joking. They're at it all the time, Joe and Eddie.
Not deliberately, though.
Well, you think so. Some of the daft stunts they get up to.
He's being so selfish. He never thinks about the consequences for the family. For Mum especially.
Well, it's a good thing she can rely on you, then.
Well, I doubt if she's noticed.
Well, of course she has. She's ever so proud of you.
Is she?
Well, you know she is. You must do.
Suppose so.
She's always talking about you in here, I can tell you that. What you're doing over there, what new products you've got coming out.
She tells you, does she?
All the time, same when you're at college.
Well, I've got some good news for her there. Came in the post this morning.
Oh, yeah?
I think I better tell Mum first.
Of course, yes.
It means I'll be taking a day off on Friday, going back to Reesheath.
Oh, something special.
Sort of. Anyway, I'll be staying up there for the weekend. It's going to be a fair bit of celebrating going on.
Good on you.
Sometimes she gets me so wound up, that woman.
No, Pat, we were just talking about
it. She's got this infuriating way of sounding concerned when all the time she's just stirring up trouble.
Gran, you mean?
Oh, yeah, she had some news she was bursting to tell me. Apparently Tommy went off with Kate last week to meet a bunch of eco-warriors.
That was pretty stupid of him.
Oh, you think so too?
Yeah, just wish he'd grow up, start thinking about other people for a change.
Why have you always got it in for Tommy?
Sorry?
It doesn't matter what he does, you find fault with it. It might be nice if you supported him once in a while.
Right, I'm off.
I'm sorry, Helen. I've just had enough from your grandmother.
Forget it, Mum. Only from now on, I'm staying out of it, OK? You and Dad can sort out whatever mess he gets himself in. See you, Clary.
Yeah, bye-bye, Helen.
Oh, dear. I've done it again, haven't I, Clary?
Oh, she knows you didn't mean it. You're just worried, that's all.
I'm worried, all right.
Look, I know it ain't coffee time yet, but why don't I make us one, eh? We'll have a little break.
Hello? Is it safe to come in?
Hayley, what are you doing here?
I thought I'd pop over, see if you're all right. Jill and Phil are looking after the kids.
You didn't need to do that.
I was worried about you. I mustn't stay long, though.
I'm okay.
I'm glad I knocked that bit of tin sheeting.
Yeah, I'm trying to straighten it out. I drove the tractor over it last week.
And who do you see when you smack it with the hammer?
I'd better not say.
Anyway, I can guess.
Shall I tell you what gets me? They're supposed to be against GMOs, my family. Organic farmers, right? They're meant to be out there, in front, leading the fight. So how is it they're suddenly giving me all of this grief?
Probably because they care about you.
Oh, yeah. They've got a funny way of showing it.
Tommy! You in there? Oh, hello, Hayley.
Hi, Tony.
I'm just off to move that electric fence. If you could get yourself over there in half an hour and help me move the cows.
OK.
Yeah, right, thanks. Try and talk a bit of sense into him, will you, Hayley? See you.
Bye, Tony.
See what I'm up against? Why can't they give me some support?
Oh, they do. Only you can't see it at the moment.
I'm not backing out of this. I'm going to fight it. I'm going to plead not guilty.
OK, if that's what you want.
It's like those guys were saying last week. We've got to shake the public out of their apathy. They'll be glad we did it in the end when they find out what's been going on.
You better go for it, then.
What, you're not going to tell me I'm an idiot?
Not if it's that important.
It is, believe me.
I'll do it then. And don't worry, I'll support you no matter what.
Clary's searching for answers.
Well, sit yourself down, then. I'll make you some toast.
Oh, I don't want any toast.
Have some cereal.
Oh, no, I ain't got time.
Yes, you have. You've got a few minutes.
Oh, I'm too stressed out to eat.
Come on, you must have some. You can't concentrate all day without some food inside you.
OK, I'll have a marmalade sandwich.
Right. There's tea in the pot if you want it.
Ta.
What time did you turn your light off last night?
Don't know. About midnight.
Now, where's the sense in working so late? Can't be much going in when you're tired.
Yeah, got IT tomorrow. It's the only way I'm going to pass.
William, you ain't got nothing you're worried about.
Yeah, pass them the GCSEs.
Nothing else.
Ain't that enough?
You ain't got no problems. That money, say?
Yeah, loads.
I'm being serious, William.
Yeah, so am I.
I mean, you ain't in no kind of trouble.
Trouble?
You would tell me, wouldn't you?
Mum, if this is you getting around to asking me if I want a bigger allowance, yeah, I'd love one, but I know we ain't got the money, so that's that.
You're a good boy, William.
Yeah, fantastic, ain't I?
There you go.
I was thinking, You know them big plastic drums Dad uses to cart water out to the cows?
Yeah, they're what they import fruit juice in, as he was telling me.
Yeah, they make great floats for a raft, don't you reckon?
Suppose they would.
Yeah, dead light they are, but strong with it. You want to try making a hole in them?
Let's get your GCSEs over first, shall we? Before we start thinking about raft races.
Yeah, all right.
Anyway, we don't know if it's going to happen. It's only what Betty heard off of Linda Snow.
Right, that's it. She's on the way out, that lilac.
She had a go at you again.
Yeah. Even got round to sprain her cheeks this time.
Well, she never kicks me.
No, of course she don't. She reckons the sun shines out of your trousers. Oh, stick her some toast on, can you, love? I'm supposed to be over Brookfield by 8:30.
Yeah, all right.
I just scratch her behind her pin bone. She's quiet as a lamb.
Yeah, well, I do that. All she does is kick off her cluster.
Ah, well, you've got to have the touch.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I better get me stuff.
Oh, finish off your sandwich, then.
Oh, I've had enough tart.
But, oh, what would you do with him?
Oh, he's all right.
Eddie, there's something I've been meaning to tell you. It's on my mind.
Oh, you're having an affair with the postman.
Eddie.
I thought we hadn't been getting many bills lately.
I'm serious.
Sorry.
It's about William. Oh, we're looking in his building society, but I know I shouldn't have done.
What's the problem?
Well, he ain't got nowhere near as much as he should have.
Yeah, well, maybe he's opened another account somewhere else.
Why'd he do that?
Don't ask me. Oh, you know what kids are like.
Ed, you have been paying him back what you agreed. You know, the money you got from Posh Spice.
Of course I have.
You sure?
Look, stop worrying about it, Clary. He'll have stashed it away somewhere. Mm. Now, have you got that toast ready? I'm going to be late.
I reckon I'd make a great Viking. What do you think?
What, you?
Yeah. Bit of pillage round Cleveland. Over the cat and fiddle to slaughter a few peasants. Then off home to tea, dragging my Saxon wench.
Oh, scary, Angel.
Terrifying. We'd be trembling in our shoes.
If we hadn't seen him in his boxes.
True.
What about my blood-curdling Nordic yell, then, oh. It struck fear into many an opposition front row at school.
He had a splinter in his thumb last week, Jill. Did he mention it?
Don't believe he did.
I had to get it out with a needle. You could hear the screams all the way down to the bush.
We'll have to hear the Viking warrior.
Sid rang up to say, could we keep the noise down? It's putting the customers off their beer.
Yes, it's very funny. Seriously, though, I think it's a great idea.
Do you? I'm not so sure.
Well, I'm up for it, definitely. Maybe we should get a cricket club team.
I was talking to Sean. He said the cat would be entering, especially if the bull puts in a team.
There you go, then. You're home and dry.
My worry would be it might not get the support. All right, the younger ones would go for it. But what about everyone else?
Be a great spectator sport.
Well, that's true.
You'd get a lot of publicity, too, for the Fiat.
It's certainly worth thinking about, anyway.
Josh, don't do that, please.
Yeah, play nicely, Josh. There's a good boy.
Look, why don't you get off? We'll be fine till Hayley gets here.
No, you're okay. We'll hang on a bit longer.
You'll be late.
No, we won't.
It's a farm open, dear Jill. You can get there when you like.
You might just as well be on your way.
Oh, we've got a problem, I'm afraid. That was Hayley on the phone. She can't make it.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she's been up all night with a stomach bug. She's feeling awful.
Poor Hayley.
She's phoned Josie, so we shan't be seeing Henry and Becky today.
Well, that's that, then. End of trip.
Oh, no, there's no reason why you and Ruth can't go.
No, you've got to go, Phil. This whole grassland thing is your idea.
Oh, well.
I'll stay home. You can tell me all about
it. For goodness sake, you should all go.
Now, don't be silly, Jill. How can we?
I'm perfectly capable of looking after this one for a couple of hours.
Are you sure, Mum?
I do wish you wouldn't all treat me like an invalid.
Oh, that's probably Eddie.
So it's settled, then?
Well, if you're quite certain.
Oh, I don't know, Jill. I'm not happy.
Phil, it really isn't a problem.
Hi, Eddie. Come on in.
Morning.
Hi.
Oh, morning, Eddie.
Got time for coffee, Eddie?
Yes,
I expect so.
Yeah, oh, thanks, Mrs. Archie.
It's all right, Phil. I can make it. Oh,
so you'll carry on with the bailing, then, Eddie?
Yeah, whatever you say.
Great. We'll get him in this afternoon.
Bye, then, Josh. Got a kiss for your mum?
Well, if we're going, I suppose we ought to be off.
Yes, it's time you went.
Go on, Josh. Mwah. Thank you.
Bye, Spotty. Be good for your gran.
Yeah, we'll see you later then. You are sure, Jill?
Just go. Have a nice time, won't you?
Oh, bye then, Mum. See you, Eddie.
Yeah, see you.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, that's better. I was beginning to think they were never going. There we are, Eddie.
Oh, thank you, Mrs. Archer.
Help yourself to sugar.
Oh, okay, Doc.
I don't know why it is, but no one seems to be able to make a decision when we're all squashed together in this little kitchen.
Yeah, funny, ain't it?
Maybe I'm imagining it.
So they've gone off to this grassland demo, have they?
You know about it?
Only what David's told me.
Seems to be the new way to look after cows.
Don't know about new. Sounds like it's going back to what my old dad was doing 40 years ago. It all goes around in circles, doesn't it?
Just have a look at this pasture. This is what the system's all about.
There's a lot of grazing left on it.
Yeah, but they've moved the cows on to the next paddock.
And I expect you're going to tell us why.
Well, it's simple when you think about it. if you graze the stuff down too tight, there isn't enough leaf to go on producing dry matter.
In other words, it takes longer to recover.
Exactly. So what you do is graze it lightly and then you move on. You see, look, you've got a good 2 inches left on here. Well, that means it can keep on growing.
Logical, I suppose.
It's a bit like grazing off the interest each time instead of eating away all your capital, if that makes any sense.
Simple, really.
Yeah, well, that's the beauty of it. It is simple. And it's something we all knew about a few years back, and then I'm afraid we got spoiled.
I know what's coming.
The common agricultural policy.
Told you.
Well, it happens to be true. They offered us these inflated prices, so we all went out and bought dairy cake to make the poor old cows produce more and more.
Yes, Dad.
Either that, or we spent a fortune on silage tackle.
Or mixer wagons?
No, I wasn't having a dip at you.
I know you weren't.
I just feel we've all taken our eye off the ball, which was fine while we had all that price support, but now it's on the way out, and it's time we got back to the real world.
Which is what?
Well, putting grazing back at the heart of things. No more gimmicks, just proper farming again.
Well, it's interesting, I'll grant you that.
Nice here, isn't it? Lovely view.
Yes, it's a good farm.
Makes you realise how lucky we are. I know we moan a lot.
Well, if we haven't got time to look around and enjoy it sometimes, what on earth are we doing in the job?
You're right, Phil. That's what it's all about.
Sorry, is that the end of the philosophical debate, or are we all going to sit down and write poetry?
Philistine.
Well, I don't know about you, but I feel just about ready to check out that catering van.
Eddie?
Oh, hello, love.
What you doing back?
Well, I finished the baling, so I thought I'd bring the baler back.
All right.
Oh, I'll just have a cup of tea. Then I'll go back and help him shift the bales. Well, that's if Dad'll do the milking.
You'll have to ask him.
What sort of day are you in?
All right. Been thinking about William and his money.
Oh, not that again. Come on, let's go and have a cup of tea.
No, hang on a minute.
What?
I think you should have a word with him.
It's none of our business, Clary. What he does with his money is up to him.
I only want to find out if there's something wrong.
He'd tell us if there was.
He might not.
Look, he's back. So let's just leave it, shall we?
We can't pretend we don't know.
Yes, we can.
William?
Hi.
What are you doing home?
Provision time.
Well, we'd like a word with you, please.
I'm just going into charge.
Just leave
now, we'd
it,
like
Harry.
To talk to you now, please, William.
Oh, what is it?
Had a good day, have you?
Yeah, I'll be glad when tomorrow's over.
William, I've got something to tell you. Something you won't like.
What?
Well, when I were doing your jeans, I accidentally found your building society book.
Mum, you never.
I did. I'm sorry, but I looked in it.
Oh, that's my book. You had no right.
I know, but what's happened to all your money? What's happened to the repayments your dad's been making?
I can't believe you did that, Mum, looking at my private stuff, spying on me.
I wasn't spying on you. Just...
Oh, yeah, I accidentally found my building society book and accidentally looked in it, accidentally on purpose.
Oh, look, I'm worried about you. We both are. Aren't we, Eddie?
Yes, love.
Well, it's none of your business, so just stop poking your nose into what don't concern you.
Don't you dare speak to me like that. William,
I warned you, didn't I?
You was a great help, you was.
He's right, though, love. It's none of our business, so let's stay out of it, shall we?
I'd like to live there, wouldn't you? What do you think he's going to do? Is he going to fly over the wall?
Hello?
We're in here.
Everything all right?
Of course everything's all right. We're watching a video.
Oh.
Hello, Josh. Have you had a nice day?
We have.
And he hasn't missed me at all. I can see that.
How was your day? Interesting?
It certainly was. A lot to think about.
Well, it does seem to make sense.
Well, it takes a lot of management, though.
Yes, but management costs less than tackle and fertiliser.
Well, you're at the mercy of the weather.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, that's the future.
I'm not sure I'd go that far.
The trouble with these youngsters, Jill, they're so slow picking up new ideas.
Listen to him, David.
Yeah.
Still, give them time. They'll get there in the end.
Now then, young man, are you going to say goodbye to your grandma and come with me to meet Pip?
I think he wants to watch his video.
He doesn't have to go yet. I was looking forward to another game of construction sites.
Oh, Phil.
I expect you'd like a break now, Mum, wouldn't you? You've had him all day.
Don't be silly, he's no trouble.
Are you sure?
Of course I'm sure. He's as good as gold.
Well, don't suppose you fancy having the two of them for a couple of hours,
David.
Do you?
Of course we will, won't we, Phil?
Oh, yes, that's no problem. If you're not too tired, Jill.
You must be.
Well, I'm not. I've got a gammy knee, that's all. It slows me down a bit. But I do wish people wouldn't treat me as if I'm suddenly in my dotage.
Sorry, Jill.
Well, I was thinking if we could leave them both here for a couple of hours, Ruth could do the milking.
Yeah, that's fine.
Which means I can go up with Eddie and get the rest of those bales in.
Fine. That's settled then.
Yes, we'd love to have them. Come on, Josh. Let's get the bricks up.
I don't know, David. Since your father's been looking after me, he seems to get younger every day.
Okay, I've got stacks of time.
Oh, all right then, thank you. I'm supposed to drop these off at Underwoods by 9, otherwise they'll probably tell me to go away again.
Typical.
So how did you get on last night? Did you have a nice time, in spite of your baby reservations?
Yeah, it was a good laugh. Only popped in to say congratulations, and of course they had me staying for supper.
I don't have to ask how they are.
Elizabeth's in warp drive.
I bet.
And Nigel. He seems to have this grin stuck to his face permanently. Their customers must think he's two glasses short of a magnum.
It's wonderful. I can remember how I felt.
Not with twins.
No, but it felt just as good. And that was our John.
Mum, something I wanted to tell you.
Oh dear, that sounds ominous.
No, it's something good. I'm going to be going up to Rees Heath tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah, taking a couple of days off. In fact, I'm probably going to be staying for the weekend.
Oh, hang on a minute. Tommy, is that you?
Morning.
Can you spare a minute?
What is it?
You're up early.
Yeah, I want to get the pigs done. I've got to go into town to meet someone.
Who exactly?
Oh, come on, Mum.
Well, if it's those activists, I don't think that'll be very wise.
What have you got against them? They're my mates.
I've got nothing against them. I just think it might be an idea if you stayed away from them. At least until next week, when we know what's going to happen.
I'm sorry, Mum, I can't do that. I'm going to need the support.
Why?
When I go to court, when I plead not guilty.
Tommy, would you mind telling me what on earth you're talking about?
I'm going to plead not guilty. I've decided. I'm going to fight it all the way.
Oh, for goodness sake, why?
I have to. If I plead not guilty, the whole thing will get heard in court. Everyone will find out what's going on.
Tom, why don't you grow up?
That's right, you stick your oar in as well.
Well, you're acting like an idiot. Just get real.
Right, I'm off. Oh. I'll see you later.
Tommy, wait a minute.
Sorry, I'm in a hurry.
He's so selfish, he really is.
He's got no idea what he's getting himself into.
It's just a game for him, that's all.
He'll regret it. I know he will.
Oh, well, it's his life, I suppose.
I know it is, but even so...
Anyway, I was just saying, I'm going to be going back to college for a couple of days.
Oh, not now, Helen, please. Tell me about it tonight. I want to get this lot into Borchester.
Yeah, okay.
I wish you could find me a phone number for Hazel.
Oh, I thought I had done.
I told you, Jack, they'd never heard of her. Oh. She can't have lived there for at least 18 months.
Well, that's where I sent the Christmas card.
Well, you can't have got it, then.
I suppose not.
I can't believe you've lost touch with your own stepdaughter.
I know, but what can I do, Peggy?
Well, at least I've had some success with the Goodmans. They're definitely coming. And the bishop hopes to be there, did I tell you?
What's that, Peggy?
Oh, for goodness sake, Jack. This is your party we're talking about.
Oh, sorry. I was just reading about another Bells project like ours.
I'd better have a talk to Caroline about the arrangements. Oh, and there's Tommy Croker. I must get him booked.
How's the coffee? Will it run to one more?
Yes, there's plenty. Ah, pass me a cup.
Right.
Thanks.
Oh, it's good news about the architect's report, isn't it?
Very good news.
Mr. Pullen was complaining about the cost of it all. He thought 24,000 was too much. But when you look at what we're getting for it, the two new bells, the assembly, all the site work...
Jack, I do wish you'd talk about this party.
Oh, Peggy, I don't know what you want me to say.
Well, just try and be a bit more interested. Here you are.
Oh, thanks. Oh, sorry, Peggy. I am interested. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, there's the cake to finish off.
Oh.
Goodness, it's Helen. Hello, dear.
Hi.
She gave me quite a start.
Well, let her in then, Jack.
Hang on a minute, Helen.
I don't know what she's doing here. She ought to be on her way.
Hi, Grandad.
Morning, Helen.
Hi, Gran.
Hello. This is a nice surprise.
I knew you'd been here.
Oh, yes, we like our conservatory, don't we, Peggy?
Well, sit yourself down.
Thanks.
Pour Helen some coffee.
Oh, yes, of course.
We were just talking about Jack's big day.
I'm sorry to drop in on you so early.
Oh, don't be silly. We're always glad to see you.
It's just that things at home are pretty grim at the moment. I wanted to talk to someone.
Oh, Helen.
I'm sorry, Gran.
Jack, it might be better if...
Oh, yes, of course.
Oh, no, Don't go just for me.
No, I'll have to go anyway. I've got some good news to pass on to George. You two sit and have a nice chat, hmm? I'll see you both later. Bye.
Bye. Bye, dear. I'm glad somebody's got good news.
Oh, dear, you are in the dumps, aren't you?
Yeah, I am a bit.
So what is it? All this business over Tommy?
Yes, partly. All that time when Mum was ill, I could cope with that. But now it's like she's not interested in me or what I do.
Oh, I'm sure she is.
She doesn't show it. And quite honestly, Gran, I can't stand being round there at the moment.
Ah, they're a nice bunch of chicks, these.
Not bad, are they?
I must say, I've been very impressed the way you're raising the new birds.
Thank you, George.
I don't mind admitting I had my doubts. I thought, how's he going to get on with this job? All he's had to do over Home Farm is buy in poults.
Not on the last job, I didn't. I've done my fair share of rearing birds, too.
Oh, I see that. Well, they're a credit to you, this lot.
So, you're not afraid it'll all go to rack and ruin once you hang up your keeper's jacket?
Well, you know what it's like. When you've been doing job as long as I have, you get delusions about being indispensable.
Well, you're a hard act to follow, there's no denying that.
Go on. You'll be running this place like clockwork.
If I can make as good a job of it as you have, I'll be happy enough.
Oh, well, thanks, Greg. I appreciate that.
Right, that's that lot.
Right. Oh, I shan't be stuck for something to do, I can tell you that.
No?
Well, you know I'm taking over as tree warden for my sins.
Oh, yeah, you said.
I'll tell you what, though. I never knew there was so much involved. I've had this bump from the tree council. There's pages of it.
Saying what exactly?
Well, all the courses you're expected to go on. Seed collection, woodland ecology, how to draw up management plans, all sorts.
You must know a lot of it already, all your years in the countryside.
Well, I hope so. I shall do my introductory course in September. After that, we'll have to see.
Well, good luck to you, George. It sounds very interesting.
Yeah, well, I hope so. I shall have to come up with some project ideas by then.
Morning.
Oh, morning, Mr. Woolley.
Morning.
Oh, there's a nice little bunch of chicks.
Yeah, that's just what I said.
Yeah, look, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to ask you to take your boots off.
Well, me?
It's very important to keep this place clean. If you let bugs take hold in the incubator room, you're in trouble.
Well, yes, you're quite right.
As you can see, you've collected quite a bit of mud, not to mention the other material.
Yeah, I have, haven't I? I should have thought.
Right. Well, I'll take this little lot out to the brooder.
Right, you are.
Unless it's me you came to see.
No, it's George I wanted a word with.
I'll leave you to it, then.
Right. See you later, Greg.
Okay, George.
What are you smiling at, George?
Oh, nothing, Mr. Woolley.
I don't remember you being all that fussy about muddy boots.
Ah, well, you see, it's different now. It's under new management, as you might say.
Yes, quite. Now, I've got some news.
Oh, yeah?
I've heard from the Game Fair people. I had a letter this morning.
Oh, that were quick.
And I'm glad to say they've accepted your nomination for the Keeper's Long Service Award.
Well, have they, Miguel?
Yeah. So you were going to the Game Fair, George. And Chris, of course, if she wants to.
I don't think there's much doubt about that.
In fact, we'll try and make it a bit of a party, shall we? Take Greg along. And yours truly, of course.
Oh, I'd like that, Mr. Woolley.
Good.
Wow. Well, who'd have thought it, eh? Me, getting a long service award. Well, that's grand, that is.
Hi, Tom.
Oh, hi. What are you doing home?
We're a bit quiet today. Thought I'd pop home for lunch.
Long way to go for lunch.
Farewell.
I'm just making a cheese sandwich. Do you want me to make you one?
No, you're okay.
Sure?
You carry on. I'll wait till Mum gets him.
Okay. So you're set for Friday?
Oh, that. Yeah, I'm going to Rhys Heath tomorrow.
All right.
Did you see your mates this morning?
Oh, don't start, okay, Helen?
No, fine. You see who you like.
I will, don't worry.
Only, before you get into this any deeper, would you please try thinking about the effect it's going to have on other people?
Meaning you, I suppose.
Meaning all of us. Gran, me, Mum and Dad especially.
I am doing. This is for them as much as anyone, trying to stop the countryside getting contaminated. You'd think being organic farmers, they'd be all for it. And you.
We are.
You've got a funny way of showing it, then.
Well, think about it, Tom. Why else would we be running a business like this if we weren't committed?
I've been wondering that myself.
Come on. You know exactly where we stand. We all feel as strongly about GMOs as you do.
Only you're not prepared to take any risks to stop them.
Well, what about calling the village hall meeting? Well, that was taking a risk.
What risk?
Well, the whole thing could have been a flop. He didn't know he was going to get any support. He could have made a complete fool of himself.
OK, so why isn't he prepared to back me now?
Maybe because he cares about you.
Well, yeah, that's easy enough to say.
It's true, though. They're scared, Tom. Really scared that you're getting into something without thinking it through. and then maybe regretting it later.
I have thought it through, so you can all stop worrying.
Well, I've been thinking about it too. I realise you're serious. I didn't at first.
No, it's only me, so it couldn't be anything important.
That's not what I said.
It's what you meant, though.
Look, I just want you to see that there's another way of doing all this. Fighting GMOs, and the biotech companies, and the big cartels. That's showing people a real alternative.
Like organic?
Exactly. Well, you made a brilliant start with the sausages. Well, you've got talent for it, Tom.
Is that why you took them over?
I didn't take them over. I came up with a better marketing plan, that's all. And only because I've been trained in it.
True.
It was you who had the idea. A brilliant idea.
And Hayley.
It was you that designed them and market tested them and got them made. You did a fantastic job.
We did, didn't we?
And as far as I'm concerned, they'll always be your product. And if you put your mind to it, you'd come up with a lot more. Just as good.
Yeah, I think I could. Did I tell you I've been thinking about pork burgers?
Oh, hello, Helen. What are you doing home?
We were having a quiet time, so I thought I'd pop over for lunch.
Bit of a waste of petrol, I'd have thought.
Anyway, I've got to go. I've got strolling down to do.
Hang on, Tommy. We need to talk about what you said.
There's nothing to talk about.
Do you realise the trouble you're getting yourself into?
Well, I was just saying, he's got a great...
We depend on you. You know that, Tommy. Especially with Helen away. If you're going to get yourself into more trouble, maybe even end up in prison...
I won't.
Just try and consider other people for a change. That's all I'm asking.
You mean don't do anything to upset the business? That's what it's all really about.
Oh, of course it isn't.
It all comes down to money, doesn't it? Never mind protecting the farm.
Don't be ridiculous.
Excuse me, I'm going back to work. This isn't getting us anywhere.
Well, what about lunch?
Don't worry, I'll do without.
Well, you've got to have something. I'll make you a sandwich.
Don't bother, Mum. And by the way, I'll be late tonight. I'm going out with a guy from work.
Oh, yeah, all right.
So don't wait up, okay? See you then.
Bye.
Well done, Mum. Another timely intervention.
Oh, just shut up, will you, Tommy?
Morning, Usha.
Oh, hello, Mike.
Here, let me give you one of these. You like strawberries, don't you?
Oh, is this about your pick-your-own?
That's right. Starts on Sunday. Got a stack of these for Betty to put on the counter.
Oh, I see you've got a drink stand this year.
Yep. Oh, they're busy times, anyway. Teas, coffees, fizzy drinks, that sort of thing.
You should do well, especially if it's hot.
Yeah, plus we've got a kid's menagerie, see?
Yes.
There's some lambs, a couple of little pigs, rabbits, and a calf.
Keep them amused, won't it, the little dears?
We'll stop eating so many strawberries, more to the point.
Quite.
So, if you happen to find any at home, be sure to bring them along, OK?
Well, I think it's more likely I'll be bringing Auntie Satya.
Oh, well, you tell her we've got a special offer on this time. £3 for the price of two.
Sounds good.
For one day only, mind, so she'll have to get her skates on.
I'll tell her.
Usha? Usha, have you got a minute?
Oh, hello, Pat.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
Oh, that's all right, Pat. I've got to take these into Betty anyway. I'll see you then, Usha.
Bye, Mike.
Bit of luck seeing you. I was going to give you a call at the office.
About Tommy, I imagine?
Yes. He's coming in to see you this morning.
That's right. I think about midday.
I was just wondering if maybe you could talk some sense into him.
What do you mean?
He's got the idea into his head that he's going to plead not guilty. Was there any chance you could make him see sense?
Pat, I'm sorry. I really shouldn't be discussing this with you.
He's my son.
I know, and I understand your concern, but he's also my client. I can only give him strong advice. In the end, I'm duty-bound to act on his instructions.
But he doesn't realise what he's...
But it's my job to listen to him and advise him.
So you won't try and stop him?
Not if that's what he wants to do, no.
I see.
But I will promise you this, Pat. I'll make sure he understands the full implications of any particular course of action.
Like pleading not guilty?
Of course. And we'll put up a rigorous defence, if in the end, after considerable discussion with me, that is what he decides to do.
Oh, this is a life, eh? The pool's lovely and warm today.
Gorgeous. Oh, I could get used to this.
Well, we've been working.
Of course we have. I've sorted out for these sportswear people to use your riding course in September.
Yep. Think we're entitled to a break, aren't we? Have another barley water.
I don't mind if I do.
Good.
I'd rather it was a spritzer, but Nigel would kill me.
Good old Nigel. Is he still treating you like one of his vintage teddy bears?
He's got worse, if anything, ever since we found out it was twins.
Really?
Julia's the funniest.
If she undoes that shawl again... She's knitting, did you know?
Yeah, Mum said.
Well, if she undoes it many more times, she's going to have to throw it away and get some new wool. Either that or have it dry cleaned.
Well, she's trying anyway.
Oh, she's trying, all right. No, I shouldn't say that. She's being very sweet, really.
Mm. It's a big thing, the first grandchild. You should see Mum and Phoebe.
Yeah, I know.
Kate's taken it into her head to go off to Glastonbury for a week. Mum is not best pleased, I can tell you.
Of course it's Phoebe's birthday.
Quite. And dear Kate, diplomatic as ever, has gone off to commune at the spiritual birthplace.
Excuse me.
Oh, hello, Mike.
Oh, well, you two look as if you're enjoying the sun.
And why not?
Morning, Elizabeth.
Hi, Mike. Are you going to join us?
No, I better not.
Shame.
Just popped in for a quick word, but there's nobody up at the house.
Oh, who did you want, Dad?
I don't know. I was just wondering if there was any harvest work going this year.
Yeah, you'd better speak to Dad. He knows the latest state of play over these two students we're supposed to be having.
Right. well, I'll call in some other time.
Oh, he'll only be a couple of minutes. He's popped over to the estate office.
Oh, there you go. Pull up a chair, Mike.
Yeah.
No, I better not. Got a lot on today. We're setting up in the strawberry field, ready for Sunday.
Go on, Mike. 5 minutes won't hurt. Have some of Mum's homemade barley water.
Oh, go on then. You've twisted me arm.
Good.
Well, let's hope the weather stays like this, Mike. You should have a good season.
I hope so. Well, we ought to, by law of averages.
There, try that.
Oh, well, cheers. Mm. Yeah, we got some reporter coming tomorrow. Going to do a piece on strawberries for Radio Borsetshire.
Oh, that's great.
Well, might do us a bit of good, you never know.
Mm. Oh, sorry, excuse me.
So who's doing the interview, you or Neil?
Oh, no, Neil probably. He's trying to come up with a few interesting facts about them.
How are you? And where are you? You're not.
Someone's
really?
Made her sit up and take notice.
Yes.
I can't believe it.
Something tells me it's not Kate calling in from Glastonbury.
Tom, you do realise the seriousness of what you're getting into?
I could go to prison, you mean?
I do mean that. Even if you plead guilty to a charge of criminal damage, you might end up with a custodial sentence. But the sentence is likely to be worse after pleading not guilty.
If I do, I do.
And it won't be pleasant. I can promise you that.
There's worse things.
Listen, I've seen some real hard cases sitting where you're sitting. Most of them have absolutely no fear of prison. In fact, there are some for whom it's a real improvement on life at home.
I can take it if I have to.
Well, you say that, Tommy. But I can tell you it'll be a shock. It always is for people like you.
You're not going to change my mind.
Well, all I'm asking you to do is think about it carefully. Is this really what you want?
Definitely.
You're sure?
Dead sure. Otherwise, what was the point in trashing the crop in the first place?
OK. In that case, we'd better give some thought to your defence.
Can't I just say why I did it?
Well, yes, you can, but we have to make it what we call lawful excuse.
Right.
We're not arguing that you didn't commit this act. We're admitting you did the damage.
Yeah.
What we're saying is you were justified in doing it.
Do you reckon they'll buy it?
They might.
Great.
If you commit the damage to protect your own or someone else's property, that is a defence under the Criminal Damage Act.
Well, I did, didn't I? I was protecting our organic farm. We could get super weeds or germ pollen plaster all over our veg.
You've also got to believe the property was in immediate need of protection.
Which it was. That rape crop was just about to come into flower. That's when you'd have got the cross-pollination.
You've also got to show that the means of protection you adopted, in other words, chopping it down, was a reasonable thing to do in the circumstances.
I don't know what else we could have done.
No.
So, we have got a defence then?
I think we have.
Brilliant.
The point is, so long as you honestly believed there was a threat, that's what matters. Whether or not your belief was justified is immaterial.
Sounds like we're in with a great chance.
It's not going to be easy.
We'll do it.
Did you know it was an American wood strawberry that's the basis of pretty well all our cultivated varieties today?
No idea at all.
And
Mike.
Did you know it was introduced to Europe at the start of the 17th century?
Nope.
Or is it the 16th?
Who cares?
Yeah.
Is this really the sort of thing he's going to talk about?
So he reckons.
Should make scintillating radio.
Yeah. You're right, it's boring. Who am I going to tell him? I mean, you know Neil, he's just as likely to say do it yourself.
So why don't you?
Oh, no way. And getting me on the radio.
Not even to give your sales a boost?
Well, it won't, though. I mean, Betty always reckons I sound like a con man.
She doesn't, does she?
Nah.
That's the thing about Neil. He always comes across such an honest, decent sort of guy.
But boring.
Well, I couldn't possibly say that.
Shame he can't discover that strawberries improve your sex life.
Do they?
Well, I've no idea. Does it matter? Oh. At least it's something a bit spicy. Yeah, but would you want to hear about it from Neil Carter? Good point. Maybe he should stick to the history.
Yes.
Oh, that sounds like Dad's back.
Oh, right. Thanks for the drink.
Any time.
Good luck with the radio piece.
Oh, yeah, cheers. I think we're going to need it.
Right. Now, come on then.
Sorry?
You know what I'm talking about.
Do I?
Debbie, do you want the contents of that jug over your head?
Simon Gerard.
No.
Honestly, he's got a lectureship at Felpsham University starting September, but he's over here early doing a summer school.
Simon Gerard. Well, well.
Yeah. Same old Simon, same old charm.
Why Felpsham, though?
I don't know.
He wouldn't come just because...
No, of course not.
No.
Anyway, it was interesting to hear his voice again.
Are you going to see him at all?
I've no idea. He wants to.
Bet he does.
He's on his own again, apparently.
Oh, he just happened to drop that in, did he?
He mentioned it, yeah.
Be careful, all right, after what happened last time.
I'm a bit more together now, Elizabeth. That was 8 years ago, remember?
Even so.
I probably won't even bother. But it would be nice to hear what he's been up to.
Oh, yeah.
Tommy, where are you off to?
Oh, I've got to move a couple of pig arcs.
Weren't you going to tell me how you got on this morning?
Fine.
Is that all?
There's nothing much to tell, really. We were just talking about my defence, that's all.
So Usha didn't manage to talk you out of it?
Why should she? We've got a good defence. I had to do it to keep the integrity of this place as an organic farm.
And she thinks the court will accept that?
A jury might.
What do you mean, a jury?
If I get charged with criminal damage, I could take it to the Crown Court.
Still?
Yeah. All depends what value they put on the crop. Biotech, that is.
Does it?
If it's over the threshold, then I can choose to go to Crown Court. And Usha reckons there's a good chance it will be.
But you don't want to do that.
Yes, I do. It's great. We'll get a chance to expose what they're doing. Get scientific experts to say it in open court. How dangerous this all is.
Are you sure, Tommy?
Oh, Mum.
It's like a one-man crusade.
Why can't you support me instead of dragging me down?
We don't mean to. Oh, you know we feel just as strongly about GM crops. But if you went to prison...
I'd better go and shift these arcs.
Well, we'll talk about it some more at supper time. And try not to lose your temper with Helen.
Why should I? She won't be there.
Was she going out again? She might have mentioned it.
Oh, come on, Mum. Get on the case. She's at Reseath, remember?
What are you talking about?
Are you winding me up?
Oh, for goodness sake.
The award that she's won. They're presenting it tomorrow.
What award?
I can't believe it. She hasn't told you.
Look, Tommy, just tell me. What award?
Best business student. She had the letter on Monday. I just assumed you knew.
So that's why. Oh, no.
What?
She was trying to tell me the other day, only I didn't have time.
Nice one, Mum. What was that you were saying about caring?
Please.
Oh, well, at least she'll be able to rely on her mates.
Look, where's she staying? At the college? I must give her a call.
She was going to stay with a friend, I think. Hannah, I think it is.
You don't know the number?
Sorry.
Well, I'm just going to have to find it. What must she think of me?
This episode includes scenes recorded on location today at Reseath College.
Oh, I love a picnic, especially on a day like this.
Well, the grounds up at Reseath are wonderful. Seems mad to go and sit in some smoky pub afterwards.
Tell me again what she's won.
Best Business Student of the Year.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Yeah, it's a new award, so she's done very well.
Best Business Student, eh? Well, it's Helen, isn't it?
Yes.
I can see her putting a stopwatch on her lecturers just to see if they're working efficiently.
Ah, that's our Helen.
Hiya.
Oh, hi, Tommy.
Everything all right?
Yeah, fine. I kept Eva back, like you said, for Alice to have a look at.
All right, thanks.
And I've taken the rest of them up to the field.
Well, I'm very grateful. We both are.
Forget it. We've all got to do our bit to support the Wonder Girl.
Mm-hmm. True.
He's got you working too, has he, Hayley?
Can't we take a picnic up to the strawberry field?
Nope, we're too busy. Got pigs to move.
Slave driver.
So, it's the old double act today, is it?
Yep.
Together again for one last appearance, eh, Hayley?
I feel a bit of a fraud. Officially, I'm still supposed to be off sick.
Well, you don't look your old self yet.
Oh, I'm not. It was a horrible bug.
Oh, sounds like it.
But I'm feeling a lot better, so I thought some fresh air would do me good.
Why not?
A few hours chasing those pigs around. Cure anything, that would.
Suddenly gone off the idea.
So, how long do you reckon it'll take you to get there, Dad?
Oh, a couple of hours, I should think.
Well, tell her well done from me, won't you?
Yeah, and me.
And make sure she gives out plenty of British Farm leaflets.
Too right, I will.
How are we
doing? Nearly ready, Pat.
Oh, Hayley, they look really nice.
I've just got to cut them up.
Oh, the bubbly. Tommy, can you get it?
Yeah, OK.
It's in the freezer. Getting a quick chill.
Right.
Now, you'll be all right, won't you? You'll have to have bread and cheese for lunch, I'm afraid.
Yeah, that's fine, Mum.
We should be back by tea time.
Come back when you like. We'll be fine.
OK, perhaps we can have a few words for Level. Could we, Mr Tucker?
No, I'm Mike Tucker. This is Mr Carter.
Neil. Sorry. Just tell us what you had for breakfast, Neil.
Oh, well... I didn't really have any breakfast. I mean, I had a cup of tea. I always have a cup of tea, but... Today, I was in a bit of a rush.
That'll do. So what are you going to give me? Some fascinating facts about strawberries?
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah, Neil's been looking in the history of them, ain't you, Neil?
Yeah. One of the things is that Henry VIII used to like strawberries.
Wow.
Yeah, you had to pay 10 shillings a pottle in those days, so, of course, we don't exactly know what a pottle was. Incredible. Right, let's see if we can get some of this on tape. Shall we, Neil?
Yeah, OK.
Neil Carter, you're one of the proprietors of Willow Farm Strawberries here in Ambridge. I gather you've been delving into the history of this fascinating fruit.
Yeah.
So are you going to tell us what you found?
Oh, right. Well, one of the interesting things is about Henry VIII. You know, the king.
Yes, we all know Henry VIII. And was he a strawberry junkie, Neil?
Well, I don't know about that.
But he did like them.
Oh, yeah. He used to eat them all the time.
Fascinating.
Only in those days... They didn't come in punnets, like they do today. They used to buy them by the... Oh, I'm sorry, it's gone.
No problem. We'll go again from the top.
Look, just relax, Neil. Imagine you're just talking to the two of us. No one else is going to hear.
Yeah, right? I'm sorry. Not a problem. We've got plenty of time.
OK. Yeah.
Here we go, then. Neil, tell us a bit about the history of the strawberry. How far back does it go?
Well, it... goes back a long way, Wayne, a very long way. Some people think that Henry VIII used to eat strawberries, or what they called strawberries. Of course, they wouldn't have been like what we call strawberries.
Sorry, but... we'll have to do it again.
Hi, Neil. We've got three little pigs coming on their holiday.
Hayley, we're recording.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, we never saw the machine. Sorry.
Don't give it a thought, guys. We're only doing the warm-ups, eh, Neil?
Yeah. Are you OK now, Hayley? Got rid of your bug?
Well, I'll find out later on. Because as soon as we've got these pigs settled in, I'm going to stuff a few of your scrummy strawberries.
Yeah, help yourself.
Kill or cure. See you.
Who was that? One of the staff?
Hayley. She works here from time to time.
Maybe I'll get her on tape later on. We like to get a range of voices on this sort of package.
Yeah, sure.
But first, we've got to hear some more fascinating facts from you, Neil.
All right.
So, are you ready to have another go?
See her?
No.
We haven't missed her.
Can't see any seats either.
Oh, it's all right, we can stand here.
Oh, Pat, there she is. Second row back,
where?
On the end.
I can't see her.
There, look, right on the end.
Oh, yes.
Thank you very much. It's my pleasure to announce that the award for the best business student for the second year of the Higher National Diploma in Food Technology is Helen Archer.
Oh,
thank goodness.
Look at her. Don't you feel proud?
Well, I certainly do. She's done well.
She's done brilliantly. Oh, Tommy.
Hey, come on, love.
Helen?
Mum! Dad, you're here.
Of course we're here. Didn't you see us coming?
No.
We were at the back. We were trying to catch your eye.
I didn't see you. It never crossed. cross my mind you'd be here.
Helen, how could you do it? How could you not tell us?
You didn't seem interested, what with Tommy and everything.
Of course we were interested. We're always interested in what you're doing.
We're really proud of you, love.
Oh, Dad.
You've done wonderfully well.
Don't make me cry, please. I'm just going to have my photo taken.
Right, well, you go ahead and do that. And then afterwards, we'll go out and have our picnic.
You brought a picnic?
Mm. Oh,
brilliant.
I think they're waiting for you. Now, off you go.
Okay, don't go away.
Do you reckon they've got enough straw, Tom?
Yeah, that'll do fine.
Well, there you are, you lucky pigs. You come back to Willow Farm for your holidays.
Hi, it's Hayley, isn't it?
Oh, hi.
Yeah, Hayley, this is Wayne Foley from Radio Borsetshire.
Oh, really? I've heard your morning show. It's great. Oh,
well, thanks.
Wayne's recording a special piece about strawberries. Pick your own.
That's right.
And he'd like to ask you a couple of questions, Hayley.
An interview, you mean?
Yep.
Wow, fame at last, Hayley.
What do you want to interview me for?
Your thoughts on strawberries.
Neil's just done a piece.
And very interesting it was, too.
Oh, well, you know, just a few little facts I dug up.
I thought it'd be nice to have a female opinion.
On strawberries?
Yeah. Is there anything you'd like to say about them? Or your job here?
Oh, well, I don't actually work here.
You do, sort of, Hayley.
Oh, yes, yeah, sort of.
So what do you think about strawberries, then?
Well... I like eating them, for a start.
Good.
And then, I suppose you could say, I'm only here at all because of strawberries.
Sorry?
Well, if my gran and granddad hadn't gone working in the strawberry fields, in the Vale of Evesham, and if you hadn't helped her out when her whole morning's pick fell off the back of the trailer, and if you hadn't come looking for her that evening in the little barn where the women pickers used to sleep...
Hang on, Hayley, I want to get this on tape. Give me a little more of a level, will you?
Glasses ready?
Yeah.
Right. Here we go, then.
Well done, Dad.
Oh, let's hope it's cold enough.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's not too bad, actually.
Oh, food looks good.
Right. So, here's to you, Helen. You're a credit to Bridge Farm.
Here, here.
Thanks.
Mm. Lovely.
Mm, nice and cold, too.
I can't get over how relaxed you looked up on that platform.
You're joking. I was shaking like a leaf.
Well, it didn't show.
I'm just over the moon that you were there. It wouldn't have been the same without you.
Oh, we'd have got here one way or another. Once we knew about it, nothing was going to stop us.
Well, it's great.
Right. Let's get stuck into this food, shall we?
Mm, definitely. Helen?
Oh, thanks, Mum.
Oh, this is such a lovely place. These beautiful grounds and the lake.
I know. I wouldn't mind doing a year or two here myself.
Well, you heard what Professor Melville said about education. It's not meant to be like getting the measles.
Yeah, get it once and hope that's the end of it.
A lifelong learning experience, that's what it is.
Yeah, I tell you what, I wouldn't mind finding out a thing or two about that Moet herd they've got here. Genetically advanced cows.
Well, come on, Dad. Let's go and find the principal. He'll sign you up for a course.
Hey, did I tell you he was my course tutor at Walford 30 years ago?
You did.
Sorry.
Anyway, there's nowhere you're going to college. There's too much going on at home.
Yeah.
Helen, I know it's been difficult just lately. You must have felt I wasn't always there for you.
It's okay, Mum. I understand. You've had a lot to put up with.
No, but we are there for you, both of us. We want you to know that.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And whatever Tommy decides to do, there's one thing we mustn't allow to happen. We mustn't let it cause a rift between us.
Well, maybe we should have another toast to the family.
Okay, why not?
United we stand and all that stuff.
Right. There you go, then. To us.
To us.
To us.
To all of us.
And the next year, they both came back to work on that same strawberry farm. And on the longest day of the year, they had a big engagement party after work. All the pickers came and drank loads of cider. People wore little necklaces made of strawberry flowers. Or if they were men, they had little strawberry flower buttonholes. And then, at the end of the season, they got married in the village church. And that was the end of the story, really. Except that the next time they went picking, they had a pram in the field. And in it, there was my dad. Is that okay?
Okay, that is brilliant.
Oh. Well, it's only my family history. No one's ever asked me about it before.
I don't quite see how you're going to fit it together with my bit.
Well, don't you worry. That's my job. It'll be a seamless tapestry by the time I finish with it.
So, when's it going to go out, then?
Oh, my Sunday morning show.
Oh.
Hopefully. Is that okay?
Yeah, couldn't be better.
Good. Now, if I could just check the name. Okay. It's Hayley Jordan, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And how old are you, Hayley?
22.
And is this your boyfriend?
Me? No, just a friend.
He only takes me out when he's got pigs to move.
Great. Well, that's me done then. And thanks a lot for your help.
Oh, no problem. I hope it makes a good piece.
I really think it will.
Right, and you will say where we are, you know, signposted from the village and that.
Don't you worry, it'll all be in there.
Oh, thanks, Wayne.
good to meet you all. Yeah. And thanks. See
bye.
You.
Yeah, bye.
See
you. Bye. Well, I think that all went very well.
I'm going to be on the radio.
I suppose now you're a media star, you won't want to straw down pig arcs with me.
No, but I'll pig out on strawberries with you. Is that okay, Mike?
Yeah, help yourself. You've done a great job, Ailey.
Oh, come on, Tommy. First strawberries of the summer.
I can't be long. I must get those arcs done.
Well, what do you think, Neil? Not a bad morning's work, eh?
Yeah. I hope they don't make too much of that other stuff, though.
What, Ailey? Why not?
Well, it'd be a shame if they don't keep all that about the vitamins. That's the sort of information consumers want these days.
Oh, as far as I'm concerned, they can use whatever they like.
We want it to be about strawberries, though, not a social history.
Listen, mate, if they gives us a plug on Sunday morning, they can make it science fiction for all I care. This could make us the top pick-your-own site in the county. That's good enough for me.
The Archers is written by Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Kerry Davis, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.